74. Map. Territory. The heels of Milgrim's Tanky and Tojo brogues, as he sat astride the high-raked pillion of Benny's Yamaha, didn't quite touch the cobbles of this tiny square. Something about the angle of his feet recalled some childhood line drawing from Don Quixote, though whether those feet had been the knight's or Sancho Panza's, he didn't know. Fiona sat, saddled lower, in front of him, boots firm on the pavement, holding them upright. He held her iPhone behind her back, seeing exactly where they were now on the bright little window, via the application she had shown him earlier. Amid these narrow lanes, his eye backtracking to Farringdon, the straight run to the bridge, river, Southwark, Vega's Cube, comprehending the route for the first time. He'd phoned Winnie from this courtyard, reading off the number Gareth had given him. He'd written it on the back of her card, which was becoming a softer object, its sharp corners blunted. She had repeated it back to him, made him check it. "Good work," she'd said. "Stand by in case I can't reach him." But that had been 8 minutes ago, so he assumed she was on the phone with Gareth. Fiona's yellow helmet turned. "Finished?" she asked, muffled by the visor. He looked down at the screen, the glowing map. Saw it as a window into the city's underlying fabric, as though he held something from which a rectangular chip of London's surface had been pried, revealing a substrate of bright code. But really, wasn't the opposite true? The city, the code that underlay the map? There was an expression about that, but he'd never understood it, and now couldn't remember how it went. The territory wasn't the map. "Done," he said, passing her the bright chip. She turned it off, pocketed it, while he put on Mrs. Benny's helmet and fastened the chin strap, scarcely noticing the hairspray. He put his feet on the pegs as she rolled forward and curled in closer to her armoured back, watching daybright vignettes of headlit wall texture as she wheeled them around, the Yamaha's engine sounding as though it were anxious for the bridge. What would Winnie and Gareth be talking about, he wondered, as Fiona drove out of the courtyard and down the lane to Farringdon Road.